The most common educational hang-ups are the result of the unquestioned authority of government over parents in education. This seemingly universal acceptance leads us to believe that unless the government has approved of our education, we have no education, no passport to the post-secondary level, and no hope for the future. Somehow, not getting a high school diploma has been equated with educational suicide. This is an urban legend. Please understand that a high school diploma is simply not necessary to advance in life. The one and only thing that can be said of this diploma is that it took at least 12 years to get. No other guarantees given or implied. If and when a diploma is requested by either an employer or a post-secondary institution, simply assure them that you have been well-educated at home, that you are able to meet challenges head-on, and that you complete what you have started. These three assurances are what is actually being sought for by people who request this diploma. Now that we have dealt with the myth of having to have a diploma to advance in life, let me repeat myself again by emphasizing the importance of not going to an institution of higher learning unless it is absolutely necessary. Many of these places are bastions of godless and biblical anti-Christian philosophies and political beliefs and whatnots. Proceed with caution if you have to. Should you desire or need to go to a post-secondary institution, be sure that you are properly equipped with a defensible Christian worldview. You will need to be able to stand on your own spiritual two feet, or you could be sucked into a godless vortex. When you have understood that you do not require a diploma and have determined that you need or want to go to an institution of higher learning and you are spiritually prepared for what will come your way, you will need to proceed with applying for admission. Before doing this, there are a few things that you should know. Several years ago, when we were just starting to advance the acceptance of unaccredited home educators into the post-secondary arena, I became involved with the admission of a 25-year-old student. He had been home educated, completed a program of very high academic rigor, and had been in the workforce for several years when he decided to apply for admission to a 2-year technical program. Unsurprisingly, especially for that time, the institution rejected him for not having standard high school credits. He then asked to see the registrar to ascertain what could be done to fix the problem. I just so happened to have a good relationship with the registrar at the time, so he contacted me for advice. It turned out that he was actually not near as concerned about the student's home education or his academic qualification as he was about the student having been accompanied to the interview by his mother, who had dominated the conversation. He wondered if the student was mature enough to handle what was needed for success. Really? Was mom needed to defend her 25-year-old son, or was she defending her decision to home educate? Neither was or is necessary. There's a moral to this story. Listen carefully. Unless you are prepared to do the entire admission process by yourself without the need to have your parents or somebody else back you up or defend you, don't even start. Speaking of interviews, let me make a few suggestions for that, aside from advising you to go to it alone. A well-dressed, self-confident person who knows what he or she wants is bound to make a good impression. You should be firm, and you should also be considerate. Insist on speaking to someone who understands home education, and be prepared to back your claims to being qualified with a transcript, a portfolio, or some other proof of proficiency. Now, what should you do if you are not accepted? Well, for starters, don't take it as personal rejection. Failing to gain admission can be for any number of reasons, most of which can be fixed. If the problem is not having the prerequisite courses, get them. If it is because they don't understand home education, help them. If it is because the program is already full, plan to remind them enough time to make sure you are part of the program next year. In the meantime, go get some work. Earn some money towards the education so that you can get it without amassing debt. Accept rejection as a challenge to try harder next time. However, let's not omit a possibility. Rejection could be the hand of God protecting you from doing something that is not in keeping with who you are or what you can do. We have seen many an example of broken-hearted students later being thankful for not having been accepted in a career in which they would have been miserable. Now, the most common mistake home educated students make is failing to make their home education known when they are applying. And the second one is just giving up at the first sign of rejection or problems. If you really believe that this is what you want, and that it is in keeping with who you are, don't take no for an answer. Persistence will eventually win. Just don't quit.